In just a minute, it's the most wonderful rhyme of the year in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, with Christmas approaching, Jeb Bush's campaign decided to offer potential donors the ultimate gift. For just $25, Jeb will do what?
Come play Santa Claus for your kids.
No. Quite the opposite, in fact.
He will come steal the presents from your kids.
That
would be the opposite.
No.
So it's somewhere between those two.
No. Well, like for $20, Jeb calls you and thanks you personally. But for $25...
His assistant does.
No. If you don't like somebody, what do you want them to do?
Go away.
Exactly. For $25, Jeb Bush will leave you alone. That's... According to the fundraising email, anyone who donates $25 to Jeb's campaign in December will be able to, quote, opt out of fundraising emails for the rest of the year. $50 gets you the first half of next year. $1,000, you never hear the name Jeb Bush again. $10,000, and no one will ever use the word Bush in your presence. That thing growing in front of your house, that's a micro tree.
Is that a checkbox on the form? I'm dead to you donation. You know?
I think the hardest thing will be is when George pledges $10,000.
But the great thing about this is the Bush campaign must have stolen this from public radio. You know, pledge now and we won't bother you anymore. That's how we work. Why not them? Adam, the website Estately tallied up what people in each state Googled more than any other state. It's a lot of big things in the news. South Carolina was really interested in Trump for president. Oklahoma Googled Caitlyn Jenner. What did people in Montana Google the most?
Whose horse is this?
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It's kind of like Shazam, but for horses.
Yeah. Well, the reason that this struck us is because this is, I mean, if you were confronted with one of these things, I don't think you'd Google it. I think you'd flee. Or maybe pick up a flaming branch, I think is the traditional defense.
Right, okay. So it's coyotes? I have no idea.
Close enough. I'll give it to you. It's wolves.
Wolves, okay.
Yeah, wolves is the most Googled term in the state of Montana.
Just the word wolves?
Yeah, just wolves. Well, not just wolves. It could have been a lot of people worrying about wolves.
Do we know whether it was the wolves that were doing the searches?
Yeah, you know, they're so vain.
hot single wolves in
right.
my area.
Right.
The search term showed up, we assume, in searches like, what do if wolves surround house? Tap, 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 tap. If bit, how long werewolf? Now, that's what they're thinking about in Montana, right? But next door in Wyoming, the most popular search is Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. As in, what do if Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani surround house?
If bitten, how long before Gwen Stefani?
Exactly. There are other surprising things in the findings. Washington Googled Leonard Nimoy. I don't know why. Georgia Googled whip dance. And in West Virginia, the thing they seem to be most concerned about the most is the movie Magic Mike XXL.
Do you have Vermont on there? I know it was composting, wasn't it?
It's Vermont, composting. Tom, the answer is in Vermont, the most Googled term was Deflategate.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay, I thought it was composting.
Yeah.